From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado officials say they'll keep working on the state's plan to comply with the Obama administration's clean power regulations, despite a U.S. Supreme Court order delaying enforcement of the rules. Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, supports the clean power rules. Republican Secretary of State Cynthia Kaufman opposes them and joined other attorneys general in a legal challenge. The Supreme Court on Tuesday barred enforcement of the rules while a lawsuit is pending. A proposal that would have made it easier for juries in Colorado to impose the death penalty failed in the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. One Republican lawmaker joined with Democrats to defeat the bill. Benza Berkland has more.
State law requires juries to reach a unanimous decision when imposing the death penalty. Senate Bill 64 would have allowed the death penalty if 11 out of the 12 jurors agreed to it. Public defenders, religious organizations, and anti-death penalty groups testified against the bill. Nathan Woodliffe Stanley is with the American Civil Liberties Union in Colorado.
Death is an irreversible punishment that should never be allowed under weaker standards than we require for something like shoplifting.
Meanwhile, supporters say it will be a deterrent to crime and could save lives. Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango was the swing vote.
I believe that we have to meet the highest procedural threshold before we impose the death sentence.
Unlike some of the Democrats on the committee, Roberts says she does support the death penalty, but she voted against the bill and the measure failed 3-2. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.